Hello and welcome back to Fashion Pod 101. My name is Rachel Sadler and today's episode is titled and called The Snow Wardrobe. So I don't know if you live in the UK or whereabouts in the world you are listening from, but I would love to know. I live in Birmingham, United Kingdom, and we had a small light fairy dust almost covering of snow, which I am sure is nothing in comparison to a lot of part of the world. But if you didn't know, we are obsessed with the weather here in the UK, and it is breaking news if we get a little bit of snow, even if it is just a fairy dusting of snow. So I thought, in honour of the weather and what has been forecasted for the rest of the week here in England, I would give you some tips on what would be the ultimate snow wardrobe. So without further ado, let's get into it, shall we? So I always think when it does get, when we do have snow, like we had so much last year, it was unreal, that the best and the most honoured part of my wardrobe are my boots, which I feel confident in that I am not going to slip over. So I have some black Chelsea boots from Dr. Martens. Not only are they waterproof, they also have the best grip on them ever. And they also look pretty damn good as well, I think. So you wouldn't necessarily know that they're Dr. Martens. They don't have any of the normal bright coloured stitching or the lace-up ones, even though I do have some of those, which I do love as well. These are just a classic almond toe black Chelsea boot, which really is a must have for every wardrobe, and I do love these boots. They literally go with everything. They look great worn with dresses and tights, and of course with jeans. So I always make a beeline for these boots, because I know not only will they keep my feet dry, but they will also make sure I don't fall over, unless it's just through my own clumsiness, which, you know, let's face it, you can imagine I'm pretty clumsy. So obviously it's perfect for this icy weather this morning. Last year we did have so much snow. The best thing probably would be some walking boots or snow boots, which is great for us this year as they are a huge trend in footwear. I did a few, I did an episode about this probably over a month ago now. So a walking boot with like the classic lace-up style, lace-up design on the front, and the chunky sole is a huge trend this season. And I love these boots. They look great on. And also, you know, they are designed for this weather. Now, I think it's still nice to add a bit of colour to your outfits and sort of really layer it up as you go. So I would go for either a nice brightly coloured coat from the outerwear, because let's face it, that's what we see most of the time at this time of the year, isn't it? So you could have like a beautiful burnt orange and pink sort of check coat. I did a video on my Instagram about tonal colour blocking that coat. I featured in that video would be perfect for this time of year. It's oversized, so you could put on a nice slouchy, snug, high neck jumper underneath it, and then a pair of your favourite. If you need to wear this outfit to work, you could pair it with a pair of smart trousers and these black Chelsea boots, which would look great. It's warm, it's smart, and it's a colourful, fun winter snow day outfit. If you want something more casual, so the smarter trousers I would go for would be a check, because, you know, I do love a check, and I think if it is a more of a subtle one, you could still wear over this coat. It is cool to clash your prints, after all. That is a trend for this year, isn't it? If you're not feeling the clashing of the prints, just go for a plain, maybe like a nice sort of marley grey colour, and then a cropped, slightly cropped trousers, because you don't want your ankle to freeze, do you, in this weather? But it is still nice to have that little bit of design detail going on. If you wanted something more casual, you could still go for the same sort of coat, or you could wear like a beautiful oversized shearling collar jacket or long sheepskin coat. These coats were designed for this time of year. Not only do they look amazing on, they are beautiful, and they are literally so warm you feel like you were still wrapped up in your quilt in your snug bed. So what else could you really want? I would then add like a cool, colourful jumper underneath it, and then jeans, and you would be set. If you have your crop jeans that you're still loving to wear, because they are a favourite pair of mine in my own wardrobe, you could still wear those, but style them up with like a pair of cool, colourful socks, so that little gap between your jeans and the top of your boot, does it get cold? So there you go. That is a few outfits from my ultimate snow day wardrobe. Be safe, be fun out there. I hope we get a little bit more snowed later, but not too much. I just love the snow after all. So thank you so much for joining me. My name is Rachel Sadler, and this has been the ultimate snow day wardrobe and outfits for Fashion Pod 101, your daily fashion podcast. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.